800-799-9999. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, October 7th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of interesting. Quote of the day on Saturday came in, and this was a weekend edition of MERS News Service. And it was pretty interesting because the quote of the day pertains to $1 million expenditure. And it has to do with basically children snitching on their parents. Quote of the day was Steve Doolin. He's the first vice chair of the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. In a tweet about House Bill 5803's language that was entered into the record on September 25th. What is this $1 million for? What is the purpose of it? To us, it's just anti-gun propaganda. It's another attempt to demonize gun owners, trying to make gun owners more nervous, trying to sort and create more of a stigma around families that own guns, was his quote of the day. What is he talking about? Well, Lansing, the Democrats, passed this House Bill 5503 as part of a school funding spending bill. It passed in the House overwhelmingly 98-11, so it had bipartisan Republican support. In the Senate, a little closer, only 23-15. Now, the Senate, of course, 38 state senators, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. Well, three of the Republicans crossed over and voted for the bill. I'll report on who those three Republicans are in a second. What is House Bill 5503? Well, it provides a new $1 million in funding for students to anonymously report improperly stored, quote unquote, improperly stored guns, end quote, to go to Michigan's current OK to Say program, which is a statewide tip line for school safety. According to the chair of the House School Aid Appropriations Subcommittee, State Representative Regina Weiss, a Democrat from Oak Park. The vision of it is to help support additional resources for OK to Say, which is the existing tip line that is well established in the state of Michigan that most school children know about. We have seen, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, an uptick in the use of the OK to Say tip line. The bill, again, look it up if you want, MichiganVotes.org, House Bill 5503, contains two pieces of budget money. $125 million for one-time mental health and school safety grants, and $1 million for school districts and the Michigan Department of Education to collaborate on a tip line. Provide learning materials around improper firearm storage. Due to the Republican argument that the legislation was a half measure for Democrats to try to make up the shortfalls for the fiscal year 2025 school aid budget, the bill failed to receive the 26 state Senate vote to provide immediate effect. perfect example, the official school aid budget covering the 2024-2025 academic year, that's the one that started in September, will go through June, did not continue $328 million appropriation from last year's budget that went toward mental health and school safety grants, which, by the way, were available to both public and private schools. Now, this is an interesting component of this story, of this bill, and what the Democrats are basically doing. Instead, the grant program was brought down to $25 million on an ongoing commitment of this $1.5 million one-time investment. The original mandate that 50% of a school district's grant must go to mental health expenditures, not physical safety issues, spending the money for physical safety. That was struck out of the bill. Also, as far as HB 5503 in particular, the money will not be deployed until 90 days after the legislature adjourns for this year. Basically, what does this tip line do? Okay to Say gives students the ability to submit anonymous tips related to school safety through a website, text messages, or a phone call. Now, how much has this tip line actually been used? How much money is actually going to it now? Well, last year in 2023, the tip line received 9,686 tips during last year, 2023, according to its annual report. Comparing it to 2022, that's an increase of roughly 31% year over year. Well, based on 3,468 outcome reports finished last year, 2,361 tip submissions resulted in parents being notified. 1,286 led to school counseling, and 821 resulted in law enforcement becoming involved. Among all the tips, 9,686 during the year 2023, 185 were categorized under guns. 1,769 were linked to bullying. 1,286 were under the category drugs. 1,462 involved suicide threats. We also know, we said, the state rep that introduced the bill, that with this new legislation that we've passed around safe storage, we anticipate that there's going to be more continued use of it. If a child, for example, is over at a friend's house and they notice or the friend showed an improperly stored firearm and perhaps was playing with it or something, the other student who's there may want to report that. So stop the story right there. Think about what was just said. You guys out there listening, younger folks, you still have children in school. You have teenagers. Teenagers congregate. They usually go to each other's houses, do their homework together. God only knows what they do. But a neighbor's kid comes into your house and notices perhaps a loaded gun, a rifle, a shotgun, a handgun, whatever. Or the child in that house brings the gun out and says it's loaded, so don't touch the trigger. The neighbor kid could actually report this, and you could possibly be facing legal prosecution. because of the safe storage laws that Michigan now has into effect, the gun's not supposed to be loaded. It's supposed to be stored safely. The ammunition is supposed to be separate from the gun. You have to have some type of lock on the gun, whether it's a chamber lock or a trigger lock, and it has to be stored in a vault or some type of safe box. Depending on the type of weapon it is, could be in a gun cabinet, it could be in a gun box that you have in your bedroom, whatever, that's the way it's supposed to be stored. The child isn't supposed to have access to it. The child isn't supposed to have access to it, especially if it's loaded and these locks are not in place. Well, following the Democratic-led 2023 firearm storage reform law, a parent or guardian faces 93 days in jail, $500 misdemeanor on their record if they fail to properly store a gun that leads to a minor showing it off recklessly or threatening others. If the minor child discharges the firearm and seriously impairs themselves or someone else, the parent is now facing a 10-year felony, $7,500 in fines. If the minor kills themselves or another person with that gun, the parent's penalty is now 15 years in jail, $10,000 fine, and again, a felony. Every tip that's reported is administered through the Michigan State Police. They use their expertise and their discretion to determine what should be investigated further and how exactly the investigation should proceed. However, the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners made a tweet about House Bill 5503 on September 25th. When Steve Doolin was first contacted, this is basically the snitch on your parents hotline, was the title of his tweet. This was an amendment per this House Bill 5503. And that's his post there in the story. Short break, final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On Election Day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for Sunday. Mama Leone left a note on the door. She said, Sonny, move out to the country.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Wrapping up this House Bill 5503, where they passed it in the House overwhelmingly. In the House, passed it with a simple majority plus three Republican state senators. However, they didn't have six Republicans to give it immediate effect. They only had three, the three that voted for it. Who are the three? Huizenga in the 30th District, Johnson in the 24th, Weber in the 9th. These three state senators are looking at for re-election in 2026 in districts that are potentially very, very close to the Democrats being able to flip those seats. So this legislation, this vote, folks, is already affecting the 2026 election, and we're not even through the 2024 election on November 5th, 4 weeks from tomorrow. Here's the interesting part of all this. Huizenga, Johnson, and Weber, all in districts that they could lose their seats. So they want to play nice with the Democrats. All 20 of the Democrat senators voted for this. These three Republicans are the only three out of 18 that voted for it. DeMoose, Bumstead, Huizenga, McBroom, Nesbitt, Runstad, Thies, Victory, Daley, Bellino, Lindsey, Hawk, Elbert, Outman, all of these people, including the Senate Minority Leader Nesbitt, voted against it. Why? Because basically they're diverting our taxpayer dollars, $1 million, to go toward educating children about safe storage laws. For them to understand these new safe storage laws and to be able to snitch on parents when they believe they may have violated these laws. And this probably isn't going to be your own children. This is probably going to be a friend of your child when they come over to your house to do homework together, to do whatever they're going to do. You could be reported anonymously into the tip line that you're not storing your firearms safely. So you need to be aware of this. So unless you want to take the ammunition out of your firearms, separate it, put a trigger lock or a chamber lock on the firearm, store it safely, you could end up getting in trouble because of this tip line that the Democrats and three Republican senators are basically supportive of. An extra $1 million in educating the children about the new red flag safe storage laws. Why do I say red flag? Because it would be interpreted, perhaps, if a child, your child, pulls it out and shows it to the kids to impress them. Well, he pointed it at me. I felt threatened. I was afraid that the gun might go off and I could be shot. So not only are you now violating safe storage, but now there's potential for red flag laws to take effect as well, which is additional penalties on top of the ones I already reported. So you know what I say? If you got firearms, you have teenagers, you're going to have to store them right, folks, or you're going to face potentially being reported on a tip line. Perhaps not even by your own child, perhaps a neighbor child, or more importantly, it could be your own child. They're mad at you. They don't like the fact that you grounded them for doing something wrong. They have an attitude towards you. They could report you. And there's no way for you to know where the tip came from. It could be your own child. It could be a neighbor child. This is something you need to be aware of. That's all I'm saying. Now, it's been incorporated into the school aid fund budget. So even though it was approved in the House overwhelmingly 98-11, and it did pass with Republican support in the Senate, it didn't get immediate effect. So this money doesn't get allocated until 3 months after the lame duck session, sometime in probably mid to late December of this year. January, February, March goes in effect April of next year, 2025. Just letting you know. So if you know anybody who has firearms and has teenagers, you need to make sure they have to understand potentially about this tip line and what could happen. Tell your friends, educate the people you know, and make them aware of what's going on in Lansing. It's what we do. Michigan news, Michigan politics, and these bills, these laws. I follow these stories every single day of my life. This is what I do. This one caught my eye, and I wanted you to be aware of it. God forbid something could happen, and you could end up going to prison. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and prices,